This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sarah Hugh and Doc 2 on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, yes, it's that time of week again. Sarah Hugh and Doc 2.
Yeah,
we're going to be holding it down with you until 6 p.m. today. Unfortunately, couldn't get the gang together. Sarah Love is away, but she'll be back joining us next week. Doc Brown, how you doing, mate?
You know what? I don't think I've ever been better because I've actually upgraded from a stool that can fit one buttock to a chair with a back.
Wow.
Fit 3.5 buttocks.
What have you been doing? You must have been doing something right around here.
I don't know. I just feel blessed.
Everybody else is on stool. I'm on a stool. Everyone else is on stools. You get a chair with a back?
Well, I mean, listen.
Who did you sleep with to get that? Better say your wife, mate.
I'm going to run for president.
Oh, yes, we'll definitely get into that. Yeezy for peasy, absolutely, man. We're going to have all our regular goodness today. Of course, we're going to have a rap about anything. Get your tweets coming in right now and give us a topic, a tweet at FUBAR Radio.
Let me know, 5 to 6, you'll hear your subject rapped about in detail.
That's right.
In rhyme form over drums.
Out the park.
Kicks and snares, boom.
Out the park, Doc. That's right, you're just shooting your topic and Doc's going to pick one and we'll wrap about it at the end of the show. Also, we have Are You Taking the Piss?
Are You Taking the Piss?
Of course. Coming up a little bit later in the show as well. But yes, man, so it's going to be action-packed. We've got some big things. We got some big things we need to kick it off with first.
But huge.
Huge. But first things first, going to jump into some K-Lash for no other reason than I just wanted to. Just wanted to hear some K-Lash.
Yeah, deal with it.
Right here on FUBAR.
Entertainment.
It's murder.
Murder is murder.
Hey, the best pronunciation of suburbia of all time. Buddy's getting buried in suburbia. Suburbia.
Oh, K-Lash.
Oh,
nice to kick off the show with that classic tune.
Classic.
You're on FUBAR, Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Sarah is away this week, but you can get in touch with us anytime. Tuesday drive at FUBARradio.com. Just let us know what you're doing. Maybe you had a good time carnival or something on the weekend, or you want to just get a shout out. Get in touch and keep your tweets coming in for Doc's rap about anything. Tweet at FUBAR Radio using the hashtag.
It took us so long to get to Thomas the Tank Engine last week.
I know.
It was like an hour and a half just to get that. Surely we can do better this week.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Is there anything that you would... I mean, obviously the whole thing about rap about anything is we take listeners' suggestions of a topic and you take it. Mm. Is there anything that you would like? Can you put people in, like, the ballpark area? What do you like, Doc? What do you... Just tell us about your innermost feelings.
Yes and no. You know, yes and no. Because the thing is, you know, the more irreverent, I suppose, the better. So I like a one-worder. I like... Food-related stuff is always good.
Do.
You know, because we're all passionate about... food.
Got it. Hey, got to eat, mate. Got to eat.
You got to eat.
We got to.
But no, really, you know, so sometimes it might be something personal to that person.
Mm.
It's quite nice to tell a story about something that happened to a particular individual. I guess it's just challenge me, you know? Just challenge me. But just don't be boring with it. You know? Like, I don't know what people want me to rap about, like the news and football.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go there.
Too easy.
Too easy.
Too easy.
You know?
Boring.
Throw me a curveball.
Yeah.
Remember that dude who was talking about finding the toenails in the cutlery drawer at his office?
Perfect.
You know what I'm saying? Personal story.
Perfect.
That needs embellishing.
So it's got...
Needs no more.
Works on so many levels.
Yeah.
So
and then
levels.
Similarly, last week, bourbon biscuits.
Yeah.
Boom. That's all it was.
And just think about it. For that guy, his topic obviously was toenail clippings in the cutlery drawer at work. When he hears rap about that, people are going to relate to that, even if it wasn't theirs.
Yeah.
But he's going to relate to that.
Oh, he's going to love gonna it, go, oh, first off.
And this could be you, people. This could be you.
Could be
your topic. Could be something worse than that. It could have been something disgusting.
Listen, the more disgusting, the better. Throw it in there. Get it in a tweet at FUBAR Radio or at DocBrown88 or email the studio. I don't really care how you get in touch. Just get in touch with something interesting that I can write a rhyme about, especially for you. It's free. It's like it's a free song for you. Normally, I would be paid thousands of pounds.
Yeah, it's kind of free.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just $199 a month to subscribe. But I mean,
yeah,
apart from
there's the add-ons.
There is a few add-ons, and if you want to have any volume control, it's basically like flying with a low airline. If you want to listen a little bit louder, that's an extra £6.
Don't think about bringing bags with you.
If you want to do the whole thing, you want to listen to the whole rap, that's another £12. It's all stuff like that. I love how your Twitter as well is DocBrown88. Is that because You're only, I can't really do the math, but what's that? Oh, you're 26. Nice.
No, it's for the Back to the Future fans, isn't it? 88 miles per hour.
Oh, of course. Doc Brown. Yeah. Bang, cool.
Although 26 is my television age. So.
And apparently your age all summer. Yeah.
Hello. Oh, my God. Like, no big deal.
Oh, Doc Brown. Who's been doing shit this week? That's making us say.
I mean, I'd be amazed if people couldn't guess who the No They Didn't is this week. And he must be the number one since we started this show back in February.
Yeah.
He must be the number one sort of No They Didn't recipient of this show. I'm sure we've done him two or three times already.
Well, this man we're about to talk about, of course, is one of those people where you don't want to talk about, but just so much shit happens.
How
it's kind of
not. Yeah.
It's either genius or it's just a complete. It's just, well,
and he knows. He knows that what he's doing, I think. He knows that he's going to be provocative and we're going to talk about him. So I feel like a sucker, but then at the same time, when a man says that he's been getting high before getting on stage and then in the same breath says that he's going to run for president in 2020, it's hard to ignore. And of course, we are talking about the one and the only Kanye West. Very far west. I mean, he went very left field with this this VMA Vanguard speech. It is insane. 10 minutes?
It was 12 minutes in total. 12 minutes. Which apparently is a record for a speech at the VMAs as well, of course, the Video Music Awards. It's pretty wild. And I like how it was Taylor Swift was giving him the award as well.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, yeah, because he just went off on tangents. Yeah, I always think about you and the first time we met and that.
He didn't really finish anything he said, did he?
No, he didn't at all. God.
It's just a very confusing speech. I like the questions that he sets up that he doesn't answer. If I had to do it all again, what would I have done? Would I have worn a leather shirt? Would I have drank half a bottle of Hennessy and gave the rest to the audience? You know, you'll drink that bottle too. If I had a daughter at that time, would I have gone on stage and grabbed the mic from someone else? I don't know, man. You want to let us know, bro. Let us know. You're just throwing questions out there and not answering them. He was all over the place.
He is crazy.
And then he did admit he smoked some weed before he came. So I would never, I love weed, but I would never smoke it before I had to do any kind of public speaking or appearance or any kind.
And if you did, the last thing you would do is really openly admit it straight away.
Yeah.
Do you know what I
That's
mean?
That's the other thing.
Okay, guys,
It'd
cool,
be really
cool.
obvious, but you just wouldn't let on.
Ready to go live on the talk on this panel show on TV right now, but just don't throw too many questions at me because I did just have a bong in the toilet about 2 seconds ago, so just bear with me. But do you know what I like about his speech as well? I've got a little grab of it here. Is that how he does go so completely all over the shop. Just goes from left to right, to up to down, to da-da-da-da-da, and this all of a sudden goes, well, now you know. You know what I'm about to say. And it's like, no, nobody saw this coming, Kanye.
Yes, as you probably could have guessed by this moment, he says, after saying he rolled up a little satin to knock the edge off.
Yeah.
And yes, as you could probably have guessed by this moment, I've decided in 2020 to run for president. Of
what
course
the
you
fuck?
Have.
Where did that come from? Anyway, check it out.
I've been conflicted, bro. I just wanted people to like me more. Y'all might be thinking right now, I wonder, did he smoke something before he came out here? The answer is yes. I rolled up a little something. I knocked the edge off. I'm not gonna teach low self-esteem and hate to our kids. We're gonna teach our kids. That they can be something. We're gonna teach our kids that they can stand up for themselves. We're gonna teach our kids to believe in themselves. If my grandfather was here right now, he would not let me back down. And yes, as you probably could have guessed by this moment, I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
wipe it off.
Of course.
Get stuck in now. It's perfect time.
But, you know, like, how could that not be the perfect segue? Yeah, I got a little high. Yeah, I knocked the edge off. And now you know,
and
what,
as
I'm,
you probably,
and now you know
guess
what I'm going to say. How the fuck
amazing
do you get to that?
Amazing.
I mean, I never know what to feel about this dude. I know people hate him and they think he's a prick and whatnot. And he clearly is a bit of a prick, but he's still, like, he's still interesting, man. He's still, like, yeah, he's just out there. Like, yeah, what the hell? What the, just, I mean, who would vote for Kanye?
I don't know. I mean, there would be, I mean, fuck, who'd vote for Trump? Shit.
Yeah,
yeah, wow. People. Imagine people. Trump and Kanye.
Trump v. Kanye. Wow. Wow.
Oh, no, people probably would vote for Kanye. That's the thing. I mean, obviously, you know, do you reckon he would really do it, though? Like,
I can't believe he's going to go through with it. And if he did, I don't think anyone would vote for him.
He's going to spend, I mean, he'd spend pretty much all of his money on that as well.
Even massive Kanye fans, yeah, I don't mean, would vote for him.
Nah.
What's his political grounding like? What's he know about anything outside
oh,
of music?
God.
He can't even make a pair of trousers, and he claims to be like some fashion guru.
Yeah.
You seen his trainers?
Nah.
Awful.
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
Awful. Leather jogging pants. That was his big idea. He got really angry that nobody wanted to buy him.
Oh, God.
But if you're jogging.
Yeah. In leather pants.
I mean, have you ever tried to do any exercise in just tracksuit bottoms?
Mm.
They're useless as well because they're made of heavy cotton. You don't want that.
Nah.
You want lycra or something tight, or just wear some shorts.
Yeah.
So the ultimate terrible exercise garment, I would say, is tracksuit bottoms made out of leather. Unless you're bringing like chainmail into into the arena. I mean, the guy is insane. I would love to see him build some kind of a presidential run somehow.
I know. Yeah.
Just to see it start off and then crash and burn in flames as it inevitably would. But it'd be fascinating if he did take it through. I just, you know, you just can't ever believe anything that Kanye says.
No,
that's the key.
No, but I mean, he is obviously arrogant enough that he would believe that he could do something.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And you
yeah
can just see, like, you know, like, obviously he's going to start this idea off at home with Kim. Go on. Yo, that's it. I'm going to run for president. She's like, you can do it, baby. You can do whatever you want. But imagine her as first lady. Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to use what I learned as being a famous person to do really good for the country. Oh, my God, man. That shit would be absolutely scary.
At home
as
with the Wests.
And I saw some shit. People, obviously, the first thing they'll go is like, well, that gives new meaning to the West Wing. What about Northwest? What about Northwest and the West Wing?
Yeah,
the Northwest, West Wing. Fuck, you just walk around in circles.
And then there's little Southwest to think about.
Oh,
not
God
even born yet.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
They're going to have a really hard time getting around the house.
Mm.
Do you know what did make me think? They're like, you know, Kanye... Kanye being in office, you know, bringing all the lads, you know, bringing all the lads. Cause I don't know if you remember this sketch that Chappelle did about Black President Bush.
Black Bush,
man, check it out.
President Bush continues to make his case for an invasion of Iraq.
After carefully examining the region, me and my cabinet agree that that area is definitely ripe for regime change.
All right.
But if I can be real about it.
Be real, son.
Real?
Be real, real, son.
Try to kill my father, man.
What?
And play that shit.
Say word, he tried to kill your father, son.
Tried to kill my father!
Word to everything we love, we coming to see y'all, son.
If the United States goes to war with Iraq, will it first have to provide evidence that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction? So far, the UN has found nothing. But President Bush counters with this.
You bought aluminum tubes!
Do I need to tell you what the fuck you can do with an aluminum tube?
Aluminum!
They don't skate? Fine. I didn't even want to say this. The motherfucker bought some yellow cake, okay? In Africa. He went to Africa and he bought yellow cake.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure, bitch! I got a CIA right here, he'll tell you.
Oh, gosh, Chappelle. It does beg the question, though, what would Kanye, what would some of his policies be?
Yeah.
What would he do?
What would his upfront policy be? Was his very first thing that he'd want to pass? And how could he do it without having any... Because, you know, what you can't have as president or prime minister or leader of a country, as we know from the various dictatorships around the world, you can't be in it for any kind of self-gain. That's your first rule. You're a servant of the people. So Kanye's he's just going to throw all his other business aside. He's not going to put an album out while he's in office.
Oh, God.
Oh, and if he stays in for two terms, that's 8 years. He can't put an album out. He can't create any more leather jogging pants.
Which would be a real shame. You know, the greatest rock star on earth running the greatest country on earth.
The greatest living rock star.
Apparently. And that would be a real shame if he just couldn't make his music. That would just be a goddamn travesty, wouldn't it? Absolutely. Do you know who we need? We need a special opinion on this. Because we want to hear from you guys as well. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. What would your policies be?
Your opinions are special.
Let us know what you think about the whole Kanye thing, or even just if you were able to get into office like that, what you would want to do. If you, get as crazy as Kanye.
Yeah, what would be your first law that you would pass? Or your very first all-engrossing, all-encompassing policy?
Mm.
What would it be to make a real change?
Yeah.
Hope not hate, guys.
No. So we don't, we don't want to do this like, we're not doing this from Kanye angle. We're taking this really like, okay, I would do all renewable energy for, do you want to do that? Which way are we going with this? Which way are we going with this? Jeez.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Well, why don't you give us what you think Kanye would do, and what you would do could be a little backup.
Yeah. I like that.
There you go.
Tweet us at FUBAR Radio, or you can email Tuesday Drive.
What would Kanye do?
at FUBARradio.com. We need to get someone on the line next.
A political expert.
Who I also believe is going to be running for London Mayor.
Incredible.
I think after they saw that Kanye could possibly run for president,
right,
then this person, very good friend of the show, decided, shit, if Yeezy can do it, so can Meezy. That's exactly what he said. Hey, we got some. You want to hear a track off the brand new Method Man album that's off the Meth Lab?
He's still alive.
Apparently,
awesome.
He is.
Let's do it.
This one's called The Purple Tape, featuring Raekwon and Spector Deck. You're on FUBAR. Some brand new Method Man there for you on FUBAR.
They all sound really fat.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Do you reckon
fair enough, because, I mean, you know, being in their mid-40s, thank you very much.
Oh, Will. Producer Will just brought in some drinks.
And
he's just on a little side note, very, very nice guy. My mum came on my Friday show here at FUBAR.
He strikes me as a mum's favourite.
He is definitely. My mum said that after she left the studio that Will took her downstairs to the bus stop, showed her how to get the tube.
I bet he did.
And then said, if you get lost, here's my number. Here's where I live.
That's one way of doing
it. If you don't have any pounds, because you're from Australia, I can take you out for dinner. I can like all this stuff. So, Will, my new dad.
Well done, Will.
Thanks, Will.
Well done, Will. How long will it be before you call him dad? I mean, what's the normal number of months before your mum starts?
Well, ironically, I reckon there's probably 7 or 8 years difference between us. Me, you're older. Mm. But fuck, he looks a lot older than me.
Yeah. that's how he gets the milk, though, man.
I was going to call him dad now. That's fine. And I'm not even angry that he slept with my mum.
He's got to age up.
This is pretty wild, but if you've just tuned in to FUBAR, we're tackling this whole Yeezy for Peasy, Kanye announcing at the VMAs after getting his Vanguard Award for Lifetime Achievement. He's like, well, I've done everything. I've got a Lifetime Achievement. I'm going to run for President of the United States in 2020.
So, that, you know, obviously that got us thinking, like, what the hell would Kanye actually do if he got into the White House? And in fact, forget that. What would you lot do? Like, if you could bring in one rule to just change everything for the better of either you or your peoples, and you were peasy for sheezy, what would be your choice? Actually, we've been hit up a couple of times already, like Dick, whose subject just says, it's Dick here. he says, I'd like to make it legal for all shops to open 24 hours. I'm sick of not being able to get my Nesquik out of hours.
Yeah, that's so true, and I'm sure the retail...
Because you want Nesquik at strange times. I really understand where he's coming from. I don't think I've ever done the weekly shop and remembered Nesquik.
No.
But there will be a strange moment where I think a banana Nesquik could improve my life by 70 to 75%.
Yeah.
Right now.
Oh, my dad's just coming back.
It's too late.
In.
When am I going to get it?
Oh, thanks, Dad. Is this our first father bond?
That's so sweet.
Thanks, Will.
You've been a wonderful boy.
Oh,
Hugh's dad's
shit.
Just brought him a cup of coffee.
Oh, God, it's got bourbon in it. Fucking hell. So, I think this might be producer Natalie's.
It's an Irish coffee.
Has the bourbon.
We've also been hit up by the studio by Babs, who says, hey, boys.
Hey, boys.
It's a nice variation. I'd like there to be a law that only hot people are allowed out of the house on a Tuesday.
Ooh.
We all fit that criteria, so don't panic. Thanks, boys.
Well,
that's from Babs.
What? So she's saying that us three do?
I think she's including us in that.
Yeah.
Or either that, or she's, you know, writing in with a group of girls
going, oh,
saying we all do.
No, I think we should take that as our compliment.
I think that's what she's trying to say.
I think we should definitely
thanks,
take that.
Thanks, Babs.
Thanks, Babs.
Babs and Dicks in good. Our first two emails. Phew! We also
oh,
have...
what's coming next? What's coming next?
Riley.
Please be someone saying a-hole, please.
Right,
please.
No, unfortunately it's Riley from the a-hole that is Croydon.
Yay!
I don't know if you've seen these, says Riley. I don't know if you've seen these, says Riley. Yeah. I mean, you should have, because they're fucking everywhere, caps. But if I was PM, I'd ban those stupid little handbags every boy is wearing at the moment. You know, I know exactly what he means.
What handbag?
They're like little shoulder bags.
Oh, like
rude boys wear them.
Oh, they're
okay?
Like... Cause I, cause
so
I
guys
that.
That think they could probably beat you up
yeah.
are walking with these like little mini satchels.
Oh, like Indiana Jones
yeah,
bags.
Yeah, but because they're made by like Nike or sometimes, you know, D&G, Dolce & Gabbana.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's deemed acceptable
yeah.
for an 18-year-old boy.
Carrying,
young man,
carrying
frankly,
man bag.
Carrying a handbag on a very long leash.
Would you take a fanny?
What's he got in there?
A fanny pack over a long leash man bag or a fanny pack? If you had to pick,
I am a rucksack man. Always have been.
No, you only get
double
fanny
shoulder
packs.
Strap.
Nope.
Oh no, I've only have that choice.
You only have that choice.
Fanny packs or the satchel.
Yeah.
I don't want to be confused with being a rude boy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'll lose my teeth.
Yeah.
So if I go fanny pack, then I'm getting verbal abuse mainly.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody's going to, like, beat me up.
No.
Plus, I can swing... If I'm in serious dire straits, I can swing it round. So it just looks like a belt. But I've got, like, a slight hunch.
You got, like, a really fat ass.
Yeah, that's
I'm very
good,
true.
I'm good with that. I just, you ain't ready for this jelly, you know?
Hey, thanks for getting in touch. Tweet us anytime
yeah,
at
so
FUBAR Radio. We want to know what you think about Kanye running for president and also what policies you would change or what you would like to do as well. You can email to TuesdayDrive
yeah, do
at
it.
FUBARRadio.
You want to hear some more emails or are we going to get onto our political analyst?
We do have a political analyst, but we want your messages to keep coming through, absolutely.
Okay, well, we got Harry in Essex who says, this is a very British problem, but I think that cutting in queues should be illegal. They should be immediately arrested.
Yeah.
Arrested. Yeah. That's in caps. That's why I'm shouting. Listen, the cutting in queues thing's really awkward, isn't it? Because some people don't say anything.
I know, yeah.
And then the people that would have said something but weren't quite close enough to the cutting.
Yeah.
So someone cuts in front of someone who it doesn't like confrontation. They just sort of pretend it didn't happen.
Mm.
But then a guy like or a girl 2-3 places back who loves a confrontation, they've struggled to get involved because it's like, well, it's cutting all the way down there. I'm not really directly affected. So it becomes an awkward thing. I accidentally cut into a queue and it was only my friend who said, dude, you're not at the front. You've just walked in. and this is only last week. And I felt so bad and I apologized to the whole queue. But
everyone individually?
No, I just sort of
excuse
sort
me,
of group,
hi, how you doing?
You know, I like the sound of my own voice, so I just like, ladies and gentlemen. No, I apologise to the whole group. And I could see there were some people who were like, yeah, fucking right. Yeah, fucking right.
Absolutely.
But they didn't say anything at the time.
Nah.
And I think there's two types of people. There's types that will definitely go for it if they're near enough. And then there's the guys that just like pretend it didn't happen.
Mm.
So maybe Harry is right. There should just be a blanket law just saying, look, dude, someone's going to pop up and cuff the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Tase you.
Well, citizen's arrest.
I've
always wanted to do
I've
a citizen's arrest.
I've never seen one. I'd love to see one. It'd be amazing.
All right. We're going to go to our political analyst now.
Oh,
he was also running for, going to be running for mayor of London
and I hear
as
he's,
well.
He's done the rounds as well. He's done BBC. Oh. He's done News 24.
Yep.
Jazeera. And now he's here with us live.
We
Foo Bar Radio.
Very, very lucky to have all the way from Pimlico.
Yes.
Pete.
Yeah.
Pete from Pimlico.
Pete from Pimlico.
Yes, there he is.
Double P himself.
Troubles will be solved,
but yeah.
Yeah.
So what are we thinking? You want to take over like with immediate effect? You want to take over from Boris?
Yeah, I'm going to be the president of London, isn't it?
What could you, the president of London? What could you bring to London that Boris is lacking? What could you bring?
Everyone free bicycles, just free. You don't have to pay for it.
Just
anymore.
Free. But,
and everyone's bike is free for everyone. You're not allowed to lock your bikes. That's how it works in some countries. And then you could just ride their bike wherever you want and just park it and someone else take the bike. Now they afford these machines.
Yeah.
Get rid of the machines.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're taking over in a lot of ways.
Would that be a part of your approach to winning over the human being aspect of the voters? Just explaining that machines are in the process of taking over the world.
They're taking over. They're taking the piss in it, brother. The bank machine is taking the piss.
Because obviously that, you know, Skynet invented that the T-1000, which, you know, yeah, you know, the Terminator.
They're not like that yet, man. But what they are already machines are smug, innit? They're smug.
How far off a Terminator are we, Pete?
we're not long, innit? But it's probably about 30 years.
30 years. So you could still be in power by then as well.
Yeah, I'll be in power, so I can stop this. I can stop this occurring. I gotta get a name for it. I thought about the Respect Party, about like George Galloway, you know.
Yeah, he's got that.
But we don't have the T on the end. So it's just Respect.
Oh, it's Respect. With a K.
Yeah.
I like that.
Respect, innit?
Hey,
your producer, Nat, she's going to do like the first lady, innit? And make all my.
Yeah, I heard about this.
That's what
she's
saying.
Agreed to it. Yeah, I'm very excited about it. So it's all going to plan.
Yeah, interesting.
I'm going to join up arms with Kanye across the sea.
Across the pond. Nice.
And, have a lot of. We're going to have a twin, you know, like twin it with it, you know?
Have you thought about who's going to be second in charge? Maybe me or Doc, maybe? Just thinking.
Yeah, you can have
Vice
it.
Vice President?
Like, which one do you want? Chancellor?
Who's going to be?
You want the Exchequer?
Yeah, I think they're the same, dude.
You can be whatever you make a new one for you, you know.
Yeah,
well, actually,
awesome.
Do you know what? It might be better to pick Doc because as vice
you're
president.
Australian, isn't it? You're Australian.
Yeah, he can't.
No, I'm Welsh. I'm Welsh. Thank you very much. I can do it. I'm definitely Welsh. But I was just thinking that if your first lady Natalie, if she dies, you know, God forbid, if she dies,
a lot of first ladies do.
You're gonna need a backup first lady. So technically, the second lady, which would be Doc's wife, would need to become first lady. And I'm single, so you're gonna.
Yeah. You're wearing your fanny pack, innit, buddy? It's not a fanny pack, innit? It's a bum bag, innit? Or we call it around that, arse bag.
Arse bag.
Arse bag.
It's true.
Fanny pack is something different over here, blood. Be careful what you say that to.
No, it's true. So do you think that would be another thing that you'd maybe enforce, that you know, stop these Americanisms, stop saying things that are clearly
American?
Yeah,
because they're not the Roman Empire, innit, blood? They're like taking over. We've got McDonald's.
Yeah.
We've got like all Americanisms.
Mm.
We've got people speaking Americanisms, eating Americanisms.
People saying YOLO.
Singing Americanisms.
At will. Willy-nilly. It's outrageous.
They don't know they're doing it.
They don't know they're doing it.
Like fanny pack, slipping
there
in the fanny pack.
There you go. And I was actively involved in that conversation, Pete, and I didn't stop myself.
I didn't
pick him up.
Do you know what?
I'm disgusted
at myself. Even in Australia, we call them bum bags. I thought they were called fanny packs here because, well, there's just lots of weird
shit. Because we are so Americanized.
Maybe that's why.
We teach you a bit every day, don't it, brother? And you're getting cultured.
I am. It's really exciting.
It'd be good to get the best of British back with you, Pete.
Yeah, exactly. The best of the British.
Where would you stand on marijuana usage?
Well, everyone would smoke it, even those that don't like it, they have to smoke
it. Just to chill it right out.
When Henry VIII did the every boy under over 14 has got to do archery, every boy over 18 got to do a smoke. Have a bong every day at 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I think that's only right, really.
Have you thought about potential investors for your campaign, for your presidential campaign?
Well, who I'm going to bribe, you mean, Brad?
Yeah, well, you know, you need people to invest in your campaign,
You need to raise money. Richard Branson. Yeah.
He's the man. We're in the pickle empire.
Yeah, the pickle has gone. It's gone such a long way, man.
He started off with just
the chunky pickle, and then he went smooth. Then it was the squeezy.
It's no wonder
he's got so much money. I mean, it's incredible.
Chunks, though, isn't it? That's when he made the big bucks, when he brought out the brand.
Oh, the small chunks. So you don't reckon it was the smooth or the squeezy? It was the small chunk.
I don't believe in smooth. I mean, even isn't that just HP sauce?
Oh yeah, if it's just smooth, it would be a bit like HP. You're right.
HP sauce, isn't it,
bud?
Yeah.
Get Branson on side.
You're in more films. You're a big movie star now.
Well, I'm getting there. And as soon as I do become one, I will be promoting your campaign in every interview.
Yeah. And take me down the Oscar, innit?
I'll take you down the Oscar. Definitely.
Yeah.
We got our fanny packs on.
You'll be amazing.
Yeah, very big, special fanny pack before the show. They fill it full of stuff, innit?
Big time.
They fill it full of goodies.
Hey Pete, we fully endorse you running for mayor, running for president, running for everything.
Vote for Pete.
Hey, did you just before we let you go, did you make it down to Carnival yesterday?
Yeah. I had me on, you know, the butterfly costume, man, and I had me stilettos. I was going down the street, but the atmosphere was a bit damp and down, innit?
Yeah.
I was down there. Rain, snow, sea.
I don't mean the I don't mean the seas ever attacked Carnival, to be fair.
I think it was in the 80s, in the mid 80s.
In the mid 80s, okay, that was before my time.
Yeah,
fair enough.
We were surfing on it in a butterfly sting.
The whole shit flooded.
It was beautiful.
Bunny whaler swimming for his life. Yeah, well, yeah. Listen, Pete, it's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure, and we will be supporting you weekly.
Where's the girl, man? Where's the girl, honey, blood?
Nah. Oh, Sarah.
Yeah, where's the girl, honey? You ain't gone funny on me, blood.
She's always missing, man. She's always missing. Yeah. So hopefully she'll be back next week.
It's fair, isn't it? It's fair, you know. It's man's talk, isn't it?
Yeah, this is man's talk.
Man's
talk, right. We can talk funny packs till the cows come home.
This is serious stuff.
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow. Okay. On that note, Pete, thanks so much, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Oh, Pete. Hello.
Vote Pete.
All the women in the office are looking at me. Shit. All right. No worries, mate. Yeah, we're voting Pete 100%, mate. Thanks.
Cheers, Pete. There may or may not be some slightly misogynistic policies that creep in after he's in the seat of power in Whitehall. But that's for then.
Yeah, everybody has to smoke weed except women, because I want them focused on doing stuff for me. Is that one of Pete's things? No.
Nice.
No, terrible.
Yes. I should give you one more email before.
Hang on, we'll jump into that next.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to get to a song real quick. You're on Fubar. Nice. Sarah Hugh and Doctor. Sarah loves away. Kendrick, all right, on Fubar. Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Sarah is away this week, but we have been chatting about a whole Kanye West thing. He just announced during his speech at the VMAs that he is going to run for president 2020. Shit is crazy. So we've been asking you guys. We had a lot of tweets coming through. You can tweet us at Fubar Radio.
What would you do?
Or you can email TuesdayDrive at Fubar Radio as well. Let us know if you were in power. What would you like to change?
I can tell you for nothing. Patsy in Gosport says that she'd like to make hats illegal for short ladies.
Ooh.
Because they work for no one. Unless you are over 5'10", then you rock it, girl.
Do you know what? I'm not even kidding you. I've only really just come to terms with this in like the last couple of months of my life that I'm a short person. I always thought I was like average height.
Yeah, you gotta deal with that shit, man.
But every photo, am short.
Haven't you noticed how many photos you've ruined?
Yeah, like, I fucking
so,
really
so
have.
Much stature in
because
the photo.
The thing is, it's not even about
it's
me.
It's like a child with a beard at the end.
Fucking hell. But it's not even that. Like makes like people that are like slightly tall all of a sudden look enormous.
Yeah, that's
true. And they're
true.
Like shit. So now not only do you look tiny, but it makes me look like some bloody superhuman, bloody, you know, like the tallest man in the world.
Yeah.
So it's actually quite selfish being short as well.
Yeah, well, don't wear a hat. Although you do sometimes wear hats.
I've stopped. And you know, I still like the
there you go, Patsy.
Yeah, I stopped.
That's your law started.
I'm with her.
Right there with you. Leslie in Camden says, hey, I'd make left-handed people illegal straight away. I don't trust them. That's cold.
Oh, hang on. It's got Natalie King, our head of production. She has just yelled in my ear that she is a lefty.
She's a lefty.
Very offended about that.
Well, don't vote for Leslie. You will be put away, you freak of nature.
You can use that massive, massive left hand of yours to write, no, I don't vote for Leslie. She doesn't have a massive left hand. Just so you know, left-handed people...
It's more of a claw,
they
really.
Do have the same size hand. It's not a claw. Claw's a metal. It's just a disfigured piece of bone.
Oh, we have a laugh, don't we?
We have a laugh. Oh, good.
Dave in Brixton says, if Kanye is president in the next 10 years, I don't want to be on this planet anymore.
Hey. Why? That's right.
Well, Dave, I can't see it happening. If it does... And space travel's not invented.
No.
You're gonna have to top yourself, Dave.
And of course,
please don't kill yourself, Dave.
On a serious note, if you are having suicidal thoughts about Kanye running for president,
please call Pete in Pimlico on 0207.
No, we do take that very seriously here. Please do ask for help. Don't go through it alone if you're having post Kanye announcement depression.
And similarly, if you are left-handed and this show has affected you in any way negatively. We will be putting links up on our site where you can find help for your strange, freakish situation.
Oh, Nat just said in my ear that we're probably not going to be on air for much longer. Oh, God. That's right. We'll give her a hug and shake her big hand when we're finished.
I'm
sure everything will be cool. That will
be cool.
Stroke
the claw. So
yeah, on that note, yeah, if you got any more tweets about what you would like to do,
yes,
or how you feel about the whole Kanye thing,
tweet them the hell in. Or if you've got emails, email us at studio@fubarradio.com. Or if you prefer to give me a subject matter for something to rap about this week, and I can rap about anything, you know, absolutely anything. I've proved it week in, week out. Stop discrediting me. I'm an artist in my own right.
Somehow Doc's having a Diet Coke sugar rush.
I haven't opened my Diet Coke yet. Wait till I do.
Did you just have a
There's no sugar in there.
You just had a famous Doc Brown blackout, didn't you? Blackout. Wake
weird
up.
Moment.
Where am I?
Yeah, some
I
people done? May be saying, oh, maybe Doc smoked something before he came in. Well, the answer is yes. I smoke a little something to take the edge off.
Tell you what.
So yeah, tweet me your suggestions for a rap about anything at DocBrown88. Or email us at studio@foodbarradio.com. I need time, man. I need time. I'm not one of these dudes who just like fucking just start rapping like out of the blue.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm an old man. Rap very rarely.
You are 26.
Yeah, give me some time. I'm 26, nearly 27.
Nearly 27 years old. Shit.
You're 27 in a couple years.
God,
you know?
Damn. So, round of love. Haven't you got a 12-year-old daughter?
No.
How old is she?
I don't have kids.
Don't have kids. Of course. Hey, coming up next.
I think ready to mingle.
We need to do this. We've really upset senior producer, head of production, Natalie King, about her very, very weird situation of being left-handed. I think we should get her in the studio and ask her some questions, because I think what we need to do, Doc, as normal right-handed people, is we need to bridge the gap.
We do. We need to stop ridiculing these things and give them, you know, the credit for what they are.
And it's like people are only afraid of what they don't understand.
Yeah,
all right. Let's get Nat in the studio. We'll ask her about, you know, how does she do normal things like pick up a box with both hands? Like that. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, it'd be good if we could share that knowledge with some of the more prejudiced amongst our listenership.
Absolutely. All right, look, let's do it. We're gonna get her in there. I'm Fubar, Sarah Hugh and Doc Two. What? Is she upset? You're not upset. Don't be upset.
Where do you know me from?
Stormzy, know me from. You're Fubar, Sarah Hugh and Doc Two. Sarah Love is away this week, but she will be back next week.
She has been replaced by a very special specimen of the human race.
Well, yeah. I mean, look.
Technically.
I just think we need to do this. Like, I know this is a bit of a side note. We weren't really... This wasn't in the show plan.
No, it wasn't.
But I just think we really... I think it's important if we're going to do like a radio show and we do open up Pandora's box that we really need to tackle it and try to find some common ground here. Now, we did just find out when we were just talking about Kanye, wanting to be president, running for president in 2020, and we found out... I don't even know how now. I'm just too shocked. But we found out that our head of production, senior producer, boss lady, that she's left-handed. Natalie King, thanks for joining us.
That's okay.
I know, obviously, this is a very, very sensitive subject for you.
Well, I've not really hid it, have I? I have been writing things around you. Although, actually, outside, Laura and Will both said to me, are you left-handed?
Yeah.
Like, that has made me feel really...
Well...
Now they know as well.
Yeah.
Do you reckon... This is really full-on. I think we do need to talk about... Because, obviously, Doc and I are right-handed.
There's a number of questions.
What was it like? Go back to right at the start when you first realised you were left-handed and, like, just how hard it was to deal with that as a left-handed kid.
I mean, I was an outsider at school, obviously. I was shunned by many people. I had to go to the left-handed class. Not many people in there.
No, of course
not. Just the three of us.
And is it true that when you try to write left-handed that you do actually just keep drawing circles over and over?
Once you get that beaten out of you at school a little bit with the teacher on the ruler on the hand, you stop doing that after a while.
But isn't it really annoying, like, that you know the end of every book?
Because I start right.
So it's like a spoiler.
But in a way,
every time.
No, because I work the other way. Because I don't never know the beginning to where I need to get
That's
to.
Quite
so
interesting,
for me,
I've
flip reverse.
Yeah, I've always wondered about that.
Yeah.
And then from like a political standpoint as well, like obviously, you know, the affirmative action that was in place for you to get this job, to get to a senior level.
Yeah.
As a left-handed being, I'm not sure what the correct way is to describe your kind, but
I think there's like because obviously people are fighting for human rights, but people are also fighting for human lefts.
Not enough people, and I think more people should be aware of the plight that we have. Just daily struggles.
So can you? Sorry, I mean, I'm just forgive my ignorance. I really don't know how this works. Can you clap?
Not really. I also can't whistle, but I don't know if that's catch. Related. Catch.
I think it's all related.
I think it's all related.
Yeah, I can't click my fingers on my left hand.
Oh, gosh.
So, obviously, you know, there's you, Natalie King, producer extraordinaire. There's Jeremy Beadle. Who are the other famous left-handed?
Paul McCartney, straight away.
Is Ed Sheeran? He's Ginger. That's another
thing. There's a lot of famous lefties. I'm going to find them. They're all more intelligent, by the way. That just means that we are more intelligent.
You'd really hope that with something like that, that there was some sort of benefit.
Yeah. Like with Stevie Wonder's got massive insight.
Yeah.
Because he can't see. So with left-handed people, obviously there has to be some kind of...
It means I'm super liberal about things. I'm so left.
Right.
That's how I see the world.
Oh, that's nice, man.
See? It's nice, isn't it?
It's nice.
I feel really good about this.
I feel like
I just understand a bit more. I genuinely didn't know. Like, I've never met someone that was left-handed.
No, and next time we hear that abuse, we can say, hold on.
Some of my best friends are
left-handed.
You do have problems, though. Or I do with scissors and tin openers. Now, that's an issue. That is an issue. And you have special ones.
So don't anger a lefty.
And you have a little special one. There's a little special shop for the left-handed people too.
Yeah, I learned that from Ned Flanders.
Just FYI, my Christmas is coming up.
Oh, really? We owe you one now. Definitely. Yeah. We definitely owe you one now. I feel really good about this.
Yeah, so do I.
Are you going to be nice to left-handed people now?
I think...
I don't know about...
We'll definitely try.
Just a bit more tolerance, I think.
I don't think I'll laugh openly. I think I'll just be like, hey, it's nice to meet you.
Don't laugh. Feel their plight. Buy them a drink and say, I understand the situation.
Can we shake hands? Can we...
What, with my left hand?
Yeah, I'm gonna touch it.
Okay.
Oh, don't do it.
Wow.
How's that?
Did wow.
It. How
guys, I mean, this is a real moment.
It is.
It's an incredible feeling. I could describe it on air, it does feel somewhat like a hand.
Right.
Really?
Like a human hand. And it sort of grips around you and you can feel the fingers. It's quite eerie.
That's very nice. Often my left hand feels so lonely because no one wants to touch it.
And no one would approach you for a shake with a left.
Really? I don't think I'm ready. I don't think I'm ready to do it yet.
No. Well, maybe next week.
Could I maybe shake it like if I wrap my jumper around my hand or
maybe
something?
Maybe like the finger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Start with
things first. Yay! Left and right-handed people come together, united.
Oh, that's so nice.
Absolutely brilliant. Now we thought we have to play this one, Kanye West. I reckon he's going to get it. He's going to be president 2020.
2020. He's got time.
Believe in you, mate. Believe in you. You're on FUBAR. Up next, we've got big details about Doc Brown's tour. You're on FUBAR. Sarah Hugh and Doc 2.
Yep.
Sarah's away this week, but she will be back next week. Kanye West power. Keep your tweets coming through at FUBAR Radio, hashtag rap about anything, and send in topics for Doc to rap about,
yes,
and he's going to pick
do.
One,
please do.
And he's going to do a rap live on the show, 5 to 6, around about then.
How is Kanye going to sort of, you know how like when you run for president or prime minister, they always do the smear campaigns and they pull out they find all this little shit. Oh, he used to drink heavily. Oh, he used to do drugs.
Mm.
Oh, he had sex with this woman. Blah, blah, blah. Like, how's Kanye going to deal with, like, even on that song, he's got that tune, how ye doing? I'm surviving. I was drinking earlier. Now I'm driving.
He is his own smear campaign.
Yeah,
maybe that's
the way around it. Because Obama just came out and said, yeah, I smoke weed.
Yeah.
That's one of the first things he said.
Yeah.
Don't even bother hunting for like interviews and evidence. I smoke weed. Get over it.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Kanye's got to do that with a lot of shit.
A lot.
If I was like running against him, if I was Donald Trump or something, like if I was on a celebrity interview or program, I would just suddenly go, Kanye West doesn't care about white people. Just see what happens.
Yeah, I do. I got like
boom.
One.
Revenge.
Two. I got like two white friends. Me and T-Swizz. Yeah. No, they ain't cool. They don't mess with T-Swizz.
Yeah, I suppose you just ultimately, if we've learned anything today, is that you can never take anything that Kanye says with anything less than a huge pinch of salt.
Absolutely.
You know, I remember being really annoyed as a light-skinned nizzle. Hearing his lyric about I'm gonna make sure these light skinned nizzles never ever ever come back in style, and then he had a baby with a white chick.
Yeah,
and he's got a light skinned baby.
Yeah.
Who's never ever going to come back in style.
In style. In style. God. Yeah, he's a strange man. He is a strange man. Hey, talking about strange man, you.
Hey.
You're a pretty strange dude.
Nice segue.
Good segue there.
Works, it works.
So this is cool, man. This is cool. You've had a little while off touring. Yeah, you stand up. What's it? I mean, it's been about 6 months or something like that, but you've done a few gigs here and there.
Well, man. I've done the odd little prestige gig, but the last time I was on tour was like this time last year.
Yeah.
So it has been a while, and I started this tour, I didn't get to finish it, so now I'm finishing it.
Nice.
I started, so I finished. It's personal.
Tell us about the show.
Well, it is. It's called The Weird Way Round. Some of you lucky folks would have caught it at the tail end of last year, which is why you're not on the list. So all the people that keep emailing me and like giving me abuse on Twitter, why aren't you coming to here? Why are you coming there? Like, because you saw the show, you don't want to see it again. Yeah. So yeah, it's coming back, and I'm hitting all the spots that I missed last year. So watch out, Bromsgrove.
Whoa.
I'll tell you that right now.
Whoa.
Milton Keynes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Get your shit together, Colchester. Yeah. I'm coming on Thursday. Norwich. Yeah. Oh, Glasgow, Edinburgh. So many spots. You know, I actually did. I buckled under the pressure of the abuse I was getting from Mancunians. I got a nice, beautiful following of Manc doc lovers. And I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to have to go back to Manchester. Mm-hmm. If it was something like a different show or something, but I've just got to go back. So I've added Manchester on the 15th of October, and that will be my final stop on my tour the UK.
Where are you actually kicking it off, and when
I'm kicking off in Colchester this Thursday.
Oh, damn. That's soon.
Pretty sure it's sold out, guys, but you can try. Have a try, guys. It's the Colchester Arts Centre, my favourite spot in Colchester, where I always go, and it does always sell out, and you lot are always fucking amazing. So I'm sure it will be the same this Thursday, the 3rd of September. And then on Friday, I'm in the Epsom Playhouse, the Lantern Bristol on Saturday, and then I'm back after taking Sunday off, because I'm a God-fearing individual, to play the Stables in Milton Keynes at the Jim Marshall Auditorium. Then the Arctics in Bromsgrove, Peterborough, Buxton, Harpenden, Northampton, North Finchley, Folkestone. I don't know if that's North or South Folkestone. Newcastle, York, Glasgow, Edinburgh. Bath, Bath, Leicester, Lincoln, Norwich, Glee Club Cardiff, and the Banbury Arts Centre. And then we finish at my favourite venue, the Dance House in Manchester, on the 15th of October. So there's about 20 odd dates there that you can pick. Just take your pick, really. Go to livenation.co.uk and get some tickets. Come and join me for a night of irreverence and reverie and wit and glamour and partial nudity.
Hey, top or half? Top or bottom? Top or bottom?
Partial.
Partial, in the middle. Mm. Damn. Hey, I've got a little clip here of actually your Kanye West song. Since we are topical. talking about Kanye West today, running for president 2020.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Thank you.
There's profound issues throughout the universe that are as yet untouched. Problems, profound problems that man has not yet solved. For example, the human ability to make Kanye West smile. You know? That is a lifetime goal I really want to achieve, you know? It's like, I don't know if his lips are all poorly, but it must have happened once, surely. Perhaps when his daughter was born, or maybe when he thought, I'll call her North. Even then, it would have been in private. He might have smiled, or he might not have liked it. I can't be sure, and I need to know. Does he even really have teeth he can show? I know it's tough making millions of bucks, basically doing all the things that you love. Lest we forget, he is a genius, married to a model who attends to his penis. For God's sake, spare a thought for Kanye, because the poor guy's options aren't great. Rapper to rapper, let me sit with him a while and do the impossible, make Kanye smile. Ooh, Kanye, you gotta crack a smile. I've gotta make it happen, I've gotta make it happen. Cheeky little grin. Please, I need to know that you're happy within. First up, take him to the circus. Who knows, a little smirk might surface. Or take him to a fun fair. See the clues in the name, there's fun there. Kanye, I hope you show your teeth when we go on the roller coaster. And I reckon you'll have a smile ready when I hit a coconut and win you a teddy. No good, or I'll change tact. How about a really cute animal fact? Otters hold hands when they sleep in a lake. Stops anybody from drifting away. Yeah, okay. Nothing that a one-liner won't kill. Warhorse walks into a bar. Barman says, why the long film?
Ah, oh, Doc Brown, you funny bastard.
Oh, dear.
Go and catch him live. He's touring around the country, kicking it off this Thursday. Go to docbrown.com.
Docbrown.co.uk, because some cunt's already got docbrown.com.
Dick.
There you go.
Oh, that was amazing, bro. Hey, like, you know, talking about your tour, because obviously, you know, people are going to find out a lot more about you, whether they listen to a radio show or whether they come and see a show, like, see a gig or something like that.
Yes.
I was having a bit of a laugh about your Wikipedia, because I actually learned a lot of shit off that I did not know about you at all.
Never, ever trust Wikipedia, man.
No, anybody can edit it. I completely disagree.
Really?
So, we were in the office before, and I was I just thought that I needed to double check this with you. Because even so that's obviously your Wikipedia page. It's like, I've printed it out a little bit there. But, so early personal life, Doc Brown, born Ben Smith, North London, sister wrote a book. And then upon leaving school, Ben Smith, that's you, Doc Brown, decided he would become a doctor/rapper to fulfill his lifelong goals of healing sick children with the medicine of rap music. Is that right?
Interesting.
Do you want to just read? Because that's like your early and personal life. And I'll give this to you now. This is I've printed out your I call it Docopedia.
Docopedia.
But especially when it goes to music, because obviously you are, a rapper, comedian, music and early work. I just want to make sure.
Known professionally as Dr. Kenneth Brownwater, he began his early career as a musical pediatrician in 2000, where his extremely unorthodox medical practices, inspired by Patch Adams and Tupac, gained him notoriety across the UK as a credible rapper and fierce battle doctor. Burn you with my lyrics, then fix you with medics, close quotes, being a more notable line of Kenneth's. He was hailed by the NHS as the dopest MC at the inaugural Doctors and Nurses Player Pimps Ball held at Westminster Abbey in 2000, 2001 and 2002, and was notably in relationships with six very attractive nurses during this period at the same time. Of course. His patient waiting list grew to over 2 years long due to this success, which is when he pimped out a stretch ambulance at a personal cost of over £700,000, which he happily took recovering patients for joyrides in when his girlfriends were at one of his several homes. His career took a turn for the worst in 2004 after telling several terminally ill kids during his rap workshop that you're pretty sick in it, but you gotta step it up or you'll die on the streets in a minute for reals. The miscommunication led to widespread criticism, the first he'd ever received, and this caused Kenneth to spiral into a dark world musically with the EP Yo Bitch, Where My Stethoscope At, only charting at 37 on the UK Urban Charts and 83 on the US Billboard Charts. His career nearly returned to its former glory in 2007 when Kenneth was invited as the guest of honour speaker at the UN's charity luncheon for sick children in Geneva. However, his call and response tactics, when I say fuck, you say cancer, fuck, cancer, fuck, cancer, caused outrage within the medical community and his licence was permanently revoked. He then signed a major label deal with Sony EMI to re-release Yo Bitch, Where My Stethoscope At, and is currently collaborating with Dr. Octagon. The end. It is incredible how these pages get edited. I mean, there's a lot of fact in there, first and foremost. We should say that.
Edited? What do you mean edited?
Well, I'm saying, you know, lots of people can get into the Wikipedia and edit and change it and whatnot. But it's just nice to see that most of this has stayed true to what actually happened. But I don't spell Kenneth with two N's.
Ah, see, that's what Wikipedia fucked.
Yeah, I actually spell it Keenith. Yeah.
Anyway, it's really, really good just to get to know a bit more about you.
There you go.
Yeah.
You think you know a guy.
Dr. Keenith Brownwater.
You think you know a guy.
You're a free bar. Just grind on, because I'm going to fuck the shit out of you. That's work. The grind takes...
So wait, you don't have sex with people you do business with, but you do business with people you have sex with.
Yeah.
Just break that down for me.
Okay, so you don't...
Is you saying he does one first, but he will never do the other one first?
Don't do sex with people I do business with.
I don't have sex with people I do business with, but I do business with people I have sex with.
So surely you'd have to, you'd have to do sex to them first.
Get
and
that
then
out
go,
of the way.
Get that out of the way.
And then call up again. And at first, she's thinking it's a booty call, and you're like, listen, about that email.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Can we get the goods delivered this Friday?
Yeah.
In their entirety.
Or you walk into a meeting, you realise there's a real hot babe in there, and you're like, yeah, this meeting's over. Mm. This is cancelled. I don't want to do anything to do with this. Yeah,
interesting.
All I want to do is you. I reckon that's what it means.
All the lines, Hugh Joseph.
Hey, you're on FUBAR. Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Sarah's away this week. She'll be back next week. But Tesco. I was pretty interested to see about this. Tesco, the vinyl revival.
Mm.
Coming back to UK supermarkets. Tesco stocks the new Iron Maiden LP?
Yeah, I mean, this is random on so many levels.
So many levels.
Because, like, Tesco's saying we're bringing back vinyl. When did... I've lived here a long time.
Mm.
Let's say my entire life.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just put it out there.
Yeah.
You know, roughly, give or take
Tesco's
forever.
Always been there, I think. If anyone can tell me that Tesco started before the early 1980s, then I might be wrong. But my whole life here, I seem to remember Tesco being here.
Yeah.
I don't recall it ever selling vinyl.
That's the weird thing.
Like, that's some new shit.
And what? And why? Because I even saw, like, I was in a pub somewhere recently, saw Iron Maiden beer. And I was like, okay, I do remember hearing about that 6 months ago, something like that. But I was like, but an LP in Tesco's.
So weird.
It's really, really weird because, I mean...
Is it a good look to have your record in Tesco?
I don't think it is. Mm. Is it really? I mean, shit. I mean, if you're looking, say you're looking at a food aisle, mm-hmm. right? And you've got 90p crisps,
mm-hmm.
right? You've got Jaffa cakes that are, what, 90p as well?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Iron Maiden LP for 29 quid. Fuck, I'm going to go for the
crisps.
It's a
leap, isn't
it? I'm going to go for
the crisps.
If
you're in your big shop...
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting you do your big shop in Tesco. Mm. The place is shit.
Yeah.
The meat is terrible.
Yeah.
There's no bargains. The milk is like £1.70.
Wait, does Tesco sponsor FUBAR? No? Cool, go to town.
You know.
They don't anymore.
You've got kids to feed or whatever, your big shop might be coming to £150. Vitals. You know, you haven't splashed out. You maybe got yourself a bottle of wine.
And the last thing you want is
you're
a
gonna
parent.
Add 30 quid. To that.
The last thing you want as a parent
is got a record player.
A whinging child crying for an Iron Maiden LP. Because if they are crying for an Iron Maiden LP, they're probably 37 and still live at home.
Mm.
Right? And they are the last person you want screaming fanatically at you. I want it! Stuffed
into that little fold-down seat in the trolley. You know?
Oh, shit.
37-year-old thighs in those holes.
Long hair, terrifying. Ripped denim jacket. You did not want that.
Absolutely terrifying.
No. No, I don't know. I think Tesco could have brought back a lot better things than bringing back vinyl that they never really brought in the first place.
Yeah, so that's what the weird. Hell?
So that's a very weird little marketing tactic.
What would you bring back?
Me? What would I bring back?
That's not sold at the moment, or anymore.
That's not sold. What have I been craving? Okay, do you know, this is a little bit weird, right? Mm. But I used to go through a thing when I was a kid of they used to have a much, much better toy section, you know what I mean? And then they used to have, and then it went from the toy section in our supermarkets to they would just hang little things randomly.
Yeah, just little bits of shit.
But do you know what I used to be obsessed with, which I can't find out anymore, which is probably I shouldn't really admit to, but was, do you remember Alf?
Oh, the alien with the dick nose.
Yeah.
Had a nose like a limp dick.
Yeah, yeah. I used to be obsessed with Alf stuff, and then all of a sudden it went away, and then I couldn't find it anymore. And there's been this like long lost, like just this mission that I've been on.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there'll be enthusiasts online who you know are also into dick nosed aliens.
I want my dick nosed alien fresh. I want to feel my dick nosed alien in my hand. I don't want to see it on the internet and go, oh, it might feel like a proper dick nosed alien, but I don't know until it turns up, and I've wasted the money.
It's harder for those of us who want to see an old food stuff come back, because if that doesn't exist, you can't get it on the internet. If you can, and it's been around since the 80s, that's worrying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What kind of food stuff would you want back?
I'd like to see fruit polos make a comeback.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, like the little round lollies.
No, they were polos.
No, what's
that? The mint with the hole. But they were fruit flavoured.
Teach me, mate. School me.
So you know what a polo is, right? Mint with a hole. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So they had like a fruit version of that. It's what Americans might call a Jolly Rancher.
Right.
A Jolly Rancher.
Right. Okay.
Five to six different flavors in a packet that looked exactly like the mint polo pack, except all the letters were in different five or six different colors.
Right.
It was a ray of sunshine for mine and many other people's lives.
Oh.
And the way it was ripped from us with no forewarning, no reports, no nothing, and then never returned has been traumatic for many years. And personally, I would just like to see that turned around. And in a country as grey and depressing as the UK, bring my ray of sunshine back. Whoever makes polos, I don't know who the hell you are. Please,
you went through some hard shit when you were a kid.
Oh man, I've been through some shit.
Nothing like that.
I've been through some shit, you know. Guns, knives, gang warfare, but none of that can compare to the loss of what I see as not just a fruit flavored sugary snack, but a member of my family. So, for fuck's sake, whoever makes polos, please, for the love of Christ and everything that's holy, bring back fruit polos. Thank you.
I don't know why a baby started crying.
It was a bit weird at the end there. I wasn't 100% comfortable with the baby bit, but thanks for the rest. We've got some reactions to the Tesco situation. Glenn, good, who's currently on a horse.
tweeting at FUBAR Radio on a horse. My man.
Loving your work, Glenn. He says, oi, oi, vinyl is well shit. And takes me piss out of me when I'm drunk and try to mix, but just mash up my records. That's from Glenn on a horse.
Yes, Glenn, I love you.
Glenn, listen, it's fucking, it's hard to type when you're on a horse.
It's really hard. I'm impressed. Yeah, he was tweeting.
Thanks, Glenn.
Or do you reckon that was like he did like voice to text and he's just,
maybe Siri sent it.
You got a fucking Siri sketchy, man.
Simon in London says, with it being summer, kind of, I'd like to see a return of Calypso shots, especially the lime flavour. Quenches any thirst. Yeah. That's a lovely advert. And there are all sorts of other fruit-based ice creamy type shots that you can get. But Calypso shots are very tasty. I back that.
Here we go.
Overpriced. Go on.
I've got a pretty controversial one. I know not a lot of people be on board with this, but I would like to see Vanilla Coke come back.
Vanilla Coke?
I really liked it. I really got into it.
Get out.
I have not seen it anywhere for years and years and years.
Because it was fucking rank.
I liked it, all right? Don't shoot me down
for
liking.
It's like drinking gutter water.
I'm entitled to like shit, Doc. I want it back. Is anybody with me on that?
No. Nobody liked Vanilla Coke.
It's at the corner
nobody
shop.
Nobody was calling for
I'm
it.
I'm out.
Sarah Hugh and Doc 2, just Doc here at the moment, as Hugh has gone out to get himself a Vanilla Coke. Melin Hove says, if she could bring back anything, it'd be Funny Feet lollies and Raspberry Cornetto. Yeah, where the hell have Raspberry Cornetto's gone? Bring them back. For starters, I loved Funny Feet as well, sort of like an ice cream shaped like a foot. Wow. A right foot, by the way.
I'm definitely not a left foot. Ugh,
imagine that. Who would eat that?
Yuck.
Who would even touch it?
You'd go,
left foot.
Look, a right foot, and you'd pick it up, realize it was left, and then you'd vomit and pass out. And
Mel says she'd
there.
Be living the dream if they existed again. I'd love you to be living the dream. Hopefully, if we can keep this going on FUBAR every week,
yeah.
You know, bring back the Funny Feet. They were delicious. They were creamy. It was strange.
Anybody said anything about my Vanilla Coke?
No, no one cares about Vanilla Coke, man. Graham in Kent says, quite simply, I'd like to bring back National Service. Thanks, Graham. Really getting into the spirit of things.
All right, coming up next, we're going to jump into, oh, you're taking the piss, you're FUBAR. That's Talk About It, featuring King Mez and Justice off Dre's new album, Compton, the soundtrack. You're on FUBAR, Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Sarah's away this week, she'll be back next week. And if you've just joined us, we've been chatting about Tesco, who basically have just claimed they are bringing back vinyl to the UK with no finer choice for an LP sold all around Tesco than Iron Maiden. Yeah. Interesting. So what we've been asking you on to tweet us at FUBAR Radio is, what would you like to see brought back? We've had a few more come through, Doc.
We have, actually, yeah. I mean, people are ahead of us almost, because you know, they're starting to send us stuff for taking the piss Tuesdays, which is great. And often I find our emails kind of like waver between the two anyway, like whatever subject we're talking about and taking the piss. People are generally angry because they're British, repressed, alcoholic and depressed. Let's have a look. So after Graham in Kent, we had Sally, who's in a car,
thanks to our man Glenn on a horse. I think we've started a little trend here. Sally in a car says, for the love of God, bring back the popular TV show Bread. Lilo Lil, she's a tart. Joey Boswell's leather trousers. Shifty the cousin. The show had it all. I like this. Sort it out, Doc. How the fuck am I supposed to get Bread back on TV?
Well, that makes such a big claim, like wanting to know what people want brought back and then not being able to follow up without being able to do it.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm going to speak to the commissioners at BBC and ITV and Channel 4 just in case.
Good man. Good
and
man.
And Netflix.
It's more likely to come back on
Bread back on Netflix. We make it and we take it home. Bread. Yeah. We keep it in the family. Wait till I get home. Bread.
I don't know if there's a jazz symbol in there. I'm just
there was.
Just
there was. Wanted, there was.
I felt like there was. I felt like there was.
Big up the people of Liverpool for making that happen.
Yeah.
one of our favourite long-time emails, Larry in Catford, says, "Hey men."
Oh yes, Larry.
Hey men.
Hey men.
Oh sorry. The subject matter is it's me.
Of course it is.
He's starting to get a sense of his own worth, Larry in Catford. I think he says, "Hey men, this weather make me cry. Why you no say nice things to cheer me nicely?" Larry, we will keep trying. I mean, we work so hard to keep you smiling, okay. And we will work even harder. Hugh's thinking of nice things to cheer you nicely.
I am, but I'm just we were talking about what do you want brought back, and Larry wants smiles brought back.
He wants smiles brought back.
He does want smiles brought back.
In a world of straight-faced greyness, Larry wants the return of smiles. And I think we can all get on board with that, Laz.
Yeah.
Jake in London. Oh, Jake, great shout. Jake says, Hugh and Doc, I want to see a return of Pat Sharp's Funhouse. Especially if I get to see the twins again. Don't think I really appreciated their beauty as an 8-year-old. Great show.
I've just been told by a producer that it's coming back.
For realsies.
We have good news for you, friend.
I've got even better news for you, Jake. I met the twins relatively recently, about 18 months ago, and they still look good. But then I like an older lady.
You do.
Claire in Birmingham says, that's a taking the piss. Claire, you're way ahead of us. My God, these are all taking the piss. I'm going to stop reading these now.
All right, is that it? It's we're insane. Done with that? Are we done with
we're
that?
We're done.
We've brought back as much as we can.
We've brought back everything.
Oh, man, I tell you what, Iron Maiden.
Bring back racism.
do you reckon, like, is this going to make...
I remember a time when you could slap a black in the face. no one so much as twinged.
Hey, just quickly, to wrap up, the Tesco's bringing back... bringing back vinyl, bringing back an LP, Iron Maiden. Like, such a weird choice, Iron Maiden. Obviously, they've done some sort of deal. Do you reckon that would make Iron Maiden fans shop at Tesco? And is it really? Is it a worthwhile venture?
I think I would wager that a huge amount of them already do. I mean, I hate Tesco and I shop there all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. I don't do my big shop there. Let's get that very fucking clear.
Yeah.
I will never do my big
just
shop in that shit.
Just your bits and bobs.
You get your bits and bobs. Yep. You get your bits and bobs. Everybody does. I don't care how fucking alternative you think you are. Oh, I'm so weird and edgy. Look at my Instagram. You go Tesco and you buy shit in there.
Yeah.
Boring shit that everybody buys.
Yeah.
So, I don't think it will cause huge... consternation. I think there might be some hardcore old school Iron Maiden guys who are like so anti-establishment they don't want to see the record in there.
No,
but no one cares what they think.
No.
So
no, I interviewed Iron Maiden maybe a few weeks ago or something like that. And one of the songs on the new album's 18 minutes.
See, there's no need for that.
There's no need for an LP in Tesco's, and there's no need for 80-minute songs.
That's fucking insane.
There's a lot of not needs in this.
Oh, Jesus.
One more thing to complain about.
Are you taking the piss?
We're going to jump into that next. Here's how it works, right? If you are new to the show, every week we do this. Are you taking
the
piss?
Why haven't you been listening before, first and foremost?
It's really upsetting. If you have just joined us for the first time, you need to go back to all the podcasts. Go to foobarradio.com and listen
download
to
download every single one.
All of our shows. You can
any
download
ones
them.
Where I'm away, just... skip those.
Yep.
But the good
I
ones.
Do. Even when you're away, I don't even turn up myself. This is what we do. It's called Are You Taking the Piss? We give you a chance to vent. What's happened to you this week? Maybe someone's done something or something has happened.
Taking the piss
to
out of
make
your whole
you
life.
Say,
are you taking the piss?
Tweet us. Tweet us your complaints. We're gonna read them out on air up next.
We would love to.
Tweet us at FUBAR Radio, or you can email as well. Tuesday Drive at FUBAR Radio.
Or go wild and phone us, although we never give out the phone number.
We don't.
It's not even real. written on the running order anymore.
Well, I did start giving out your mobile number last week, but you got so angry. God, you got angry.
You gotta stop doing that. I keep getting weird voicemails from Larry in Catford. Why you no call back?
Why you no answer late night? Why you no me sad when you not in my ear? Oh, Larry, we'd love you, mate. All right.
Sometimes it's just his really cute breathing. It's horrible.
Does he breathe like this?
It's got a little sigh and it goes.
Are you taking a piss? Coming up next on FUBAR. Sarah Hugh and Doctor, here's some B-boys for you. What do we want? We want to complain. We want to whinge. We're English. I know I've got an Australian accent, but I was born here. I'm bloody English as well. Well, technically Welsh. But we want to whinge, and that's what we're going to do up next on FUBAR. You're with Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Sarah is away this week. She'll be back next week. But it is that time of the show, as we do every Tuesday for...
Are you taking the piss?
Are you taking the piss? You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio, email tuesdaydrive at FUBARradio.com, and let us know what has got you vexed. What has got you saying?
Are you taking the piss?
Let's have a look this week. Claire in Birmingham says, went for my first night out in London at the weekend, right? Won't be doing that again for a while. £10 for a fucking vodka / lemonade. Are you taking a piss? Well, Claire, get used to it. That's why nobody wants to live in Birmingham. We come to London and there's so many of us that they push the prices up. Do you see what I mean? It's cheap in Birmingham because there's just not that many people who are going to go there and actually like live there and go out in places. Now,
it wasn't a very effeminate voice that you used for Claire.
Yeah, well, I don't do the voice for the email, so I don't have a say. It was just Baz, isn't it?
Baz?
He's
going
to do it how he wants to do it.
Oh, Baz!
Of course I'm only joshing about Birmingham. It's a fantastic place, second city and all of that. what I think your problem is, Claire, is you just went somewhere really shit. Because I could take you to many places where I could get you a vodka lemonade for half that price. In fact, I could take you to one place where I could get it for a fifth of that price, which is Londis. You can get these little kind of ready mix cans. I mean, you could sit outside and shoot the breeze about the first and second cities of the UK.
Are you taking the piss?
Are you fucking taking the piss, Doug?
Roy in Hampstead.
Oh, wow.
Roy in Hampstead says, I love this edible condom rage that used to be at. But they oh, wait a minute. Oh, hold on. This is a mixture, isn't it?
Uh-oh.
He's got taking piss in the subject matter, but he wants to bring back edible condoms. So I don't really know what voice to do it in. I'll just do it in Roy's voice. I loved it out of the condom rage that used to be out. They discontinued them, which I never understood. I love the feel of them, but I do have 9 kids now, so maybe that's why. Thanks, Roy.
Are you taking the piss?
What
there's loads
just
going
happened?
On in, loads going on in Roy's life.
Hopefully
we'll hear more from him.
Roy wants edible condoms back.
Yeah.
Is this like...
He loved the feel of them, but he has 9 kids. Yeah, he ate the tips.
That's what I'm thinking. Like he liked the feel of them on his dick. He liked the feel of them when he was eating them with a knife and a fork.
Who knows?
There's so many questions that I don't really understand.
Who knows? I actually recently changed my type of condom, and I'm changing right back. I'll tell you that now.
Why? What did you change to?
Well, I changed from the thin feel to these ones that have like a little kind of bit of squidge in the top that's supposed to like stop you from coming too soon.
Yeah.
For number one, they don't work.
Yeah.
Number two,
not for you anyway. The two pump wonder.
Number two,
the two pump wonder.
Number two, the rubber on them is like crazy thick and crazy tight. That's such a terrible combination.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the man with the wider girth. Now, moving on to Loz. Loz in London. Loz in London says, Xmas takes the piss. I walked into Clinton's at the weekend. They was already putting a small section of Xmas cards out. You taking a piss?
Are you taking
that
a piss?
That is a piss take,
definitely
actually.
Taking
because
a piss
that was the weekend, so it's still August, technically.
Mm.
Fair enough, we're into autumn today.
Yeah.
But that's so negative.
Yeah.
You can't put Xmas cards out carnival weekend. Loz, I feel your pain. Whether you're a man or woman, I feel you.
Yeah, that is bad. And they do it every year, and it's confusing because you don't even know where you are.
Yeah,
and
like
then
the fucking back-to-school adverts. You
get disorientated. You walk around in circles. All of a sudden, you've got fucking 3 Iron Maiden LPs, and you've just paid for it. And it's like, what just happened?
It's madness. Utter madness.
Are you taking the piss?
Yes, you are.
Beck in Tooting says, I really want to go to a forest, but I live in London, so it's not really happening. Damn you, trees! Why don't you live near me?
Are you taking the piss?
That's what I'd call a quirky email from Beck, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
I don't know how serious she is.
But,
But there are forests.
And you could just live
in a park. If you go to the Heath, go to Hampstead Heath, get really stuck in. Yeah. Also, there's a place, it's a bit of a giveaway, actually. It's in the name, in East London, called Epping Forest.
Oh.
Which is fucking huge forest in London.
Yeah.
So, Beck, get out of Tooting, where they just have, like, fucking side trees. You know, side, just a tree on a high street.
Yeah, that shit ain't cool. That shit ain't cool.
It's not developing anything for any, no oxygen.
No.
You're not getting any nuts out of there.
No.
It's just a high street tree.
Watching a poor tree get strangled.
Get on the Central Line, Beck, and get out to Tooting. I mean, get away from Tooting to Epping Forest. There's a forest there. It's called Epping Forest. Larry's back. We'll end with Larry. Larry's, we'll end with Larry. Let's get on to taking a piss, because Paul in Streatham says, I'm in the pub and I really fancy a woo-woo tonight, but I can't find one. Barman says no. Shit.
Are you I'm a taking thirsty a piss? Man.
Does anybody have any insight into this email? What's a woo-woo?
Woo-woo is a cocktail.
Cocktail.
I thought it might have been a vagina, but apparently I've just heard it is a cocktail. Could be either. Could be maybe like a drinking a cocktail out of a vagina.
Vagina is what you're thinking.
No. Look, maybe I'm thinking of a hoo-ha. Hoo-ha's called a
hoo-ha.
Yeah, that's called a vajayjay too. I don't know. A woo-woo, a cocktail woo-woo. Must be.
You know what's happened here is that too many parents have sort of pussyfooted around what you call a pussy.
Yeah.
And they've just come up with all these ridiculous names, and some of them have stuck with certain kids.
Yeah.
Now adults using them. So I don't know if Paul wanted a woo-woo or a woo-woo. Let us know, Paul. Clear that up.
Because even if he does go home
If you can't find one in this pub, perhaps it's a gay bar.
Well, yeah, if he does go home with a hooker, he's still going to be thirsty. It's not going to really solve anything.
Just make him thirstier, if anything.
He's definitely going to be dehydrated more after that. Feel your buddy.
Heed Hughes' words, Paul, in Streatham. Larry. We always like to end on Larry.
We do.
Larry in Catford, who's actually signed off this one, Larry, your friend, which is nice.
Did he spell it with a W? No, F-W.
That was my affectation. Sorry, friend. Larry. You spelt friend right.
I want to talk to Larry so bad.
Subject matter is I like you. And the content of the email just says, Doc, your raps cheer me sometime, but no smiles today.
Oh.
That's sad, isn't it?
Why no smiles?
I've got a sneeze coming. I don't know if I should finish this.
Yeah, do it real quick. Do both real quick.
Oh, no, it's past. I hate it when it happens.
It's like an eighth of an orgasm, which for you, you should definitely be wearing one of those super strength condoms.
I'm wearing three now.
I bet you are. You get so excited sometimes. Whoa, we got an email!
I don't want to piss myself, and it's a very funny show. No. You know what I'm talking about, right, guys? Guys?
Are you taking the piss?
Hey, Doc, your raps cheer me sometime, but no smiles today. Can you sing song with her hat on it, please? Please. I beg.
Sing song.
And then he appeals to your better nature. Hugh, please.
Oh, right. Okay, Eric. Doc, you really should sing a song with a hat on it today.
And then he says, I am also the poet. Well, Larry, you are our friend. And who knows? There might be a song with a hat on it at the end of this show.
Oh.
For those who can't see on our live stream video camera, which doesn't exist, I'm touching my lips and looking around the room suggestively.
Yeah,
so who
really
knows?
Who knows
how this show may end?
Or it might even be three hats, as we just found out.
Sarah in London just says, Heinz Baked Beans saying they're one of your five a day. Fuck off! Nice one! Nice try, guys! You can't fool me! Are you taking a piss?
Are you taking a piss?
Seven exclamation marks. That is bullshit, isn't it? They're pulses.
Yeah.
They're not even vegetables.
No.
Are they trying to say the tomato sauce, maybe? Has technically got vegetables in it.
But
really? One of your five beans, a day? Baked beans?
Yeah, that's not right. And surely there's a lot of sugar around.
If you're saying that, you might as well say fucking beer is one of your five a day.
Well,
it's got barley in it.
Yeah, that is very true. That is very, very true.
I'm calling bullshit.
Yeah, right.
Laura in Dartford says, hey, boo-boo. I like that. I really want to kiss Michael Fassbender, but it's never happening, is it?
Is that it? That is simply what it says.
Yeah.
For are you taking the piss?
She's put takes the piss. And I guess she's saying it takes the piss that I'll never be able to kiss Michael Fassbender.
Are you taking the piss?
Yes, I think that is. She should be allowed. She should
fair
be allowed
enough.
To do that.
You never know, though. You know, if you hit enough red carpets, sometimes when they're feeling a little bit, like, you know, frisky, or they want to, like, show a bit more emotion to the crowd. Sometimes you get a little peck on the cheek. So I wouldn't say it's like impossible.
And you can do the one where they peck you on the peck you on the cheek and you quickly turn around.
Nothing's impossible.
You know, have you done that? You do that one? The quick
lips. Oh, that one. Yeah, yeah.
Sneaky, and then you get arrested.
Yeah, she doesn't say where exactly she wants to kiss him. So I think she'll take any kind of kiss.
Oh,
as long as it's Fassbender.
Was that another hat reference?
It could be. These emails just keep coming. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah. Ed in Clapham says the international break in football. Season's only bloody started.
Yeah.
They're taking a piss.
Are you taking a piss?
As many of the listeners know, I'm a huge football fan who doesn't talk about football on this particular show.
Yeah.
But I hate that as well. We've only just kicked off and now we've got to fucking watch England San Marino. Who gives a shit?
No.
Are you taking the piss?
Nobody.
How about you, Doug? What's been taking the piss for you this week?
What has been taking the piss for me? I feel like I've had a good week, but I said that last week and then suddenly realised all the people that had been added to my homicide list.
Yeah. So does that mean you kind of live in some form of denial then, I guess?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I'm just, I feel like I pretend to be a happy-go-lucky guy, but underneath I'm full of murderous rage.
Yeah.
Scary. That occasionally comes to the surface.
Gosh. What do we need to do to bring it out?
Well, what I do, what we've created at home is like a sort of, we call it a panic room. And we've built it.
I think most people know what a panic room is, mate. Get away from Dad!
We've built it under the garden. And there's like a little doorway, and you go in there, and then the kids bolt it. And I just freak out in a really, really small space for about an hour and a half. Come out bloody knuckled, you know, blood red shot eyes, and my clothes ripped to shreds, and then we just get on with our family day.
Right.
It's nice. Paul's been in touch. I don't know if is it the same Paul? Oh, it is the same Paul. Yeah, Paul's been back in touch. He's just confirming that a woo woo is a cocktail.
It is a cocktail,
also known as a foo foo.
That sounds like a vagina. Oh, he means or a foo foo.
Oh, a woo woo is a cocktail or a foo foo. Oh, so he's using foo foo. I'm with you, Paul.
A
woo woo is a cocktail or a foo foo, and I'd go for either tonight. It's not a gay bar. Thanks. I've asked around, and it's full of birds. They are migrating away from me this tea time, sadly. Oh, that's nice. I like what he's done there.
Well, it's probably because he's going up to girls and asking for a foo foo cocktail or something.
Yeah,
I would say that's a bad idea. Yeah. That's probably not getting off on the right foo foo foot.
Feeling for Rachel in Brighton, though, who says, a seagull just stole my donut.
Yeah, that is bad. At least it wasn't your dog. I've heard of seagulls in Brighton, like, seriously, stealing dogs.
What I like about the strength of this show, Hugh, if I may just blow both of our trumpets.
Do it.
Is that you can have a traumatic experience like that. As we all know, if you're on the South Coast, gulls are everywhere and they're dangerous and they're not afraid of humans.
Unregulated.
And they will snatch snacks from your hand.
Snatch anything.
The fact that this could just happen to you, boom, your donut's gone. Within that second of trauma, your first thought is, let me speak to Doc and Hugh.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, because if anybody's going to understand my pain, it's going to be them. And that show deserves some kind of awards. I'm not big on what awards are given out in radio world at the moment because I'm Rachel in Brighton and I eat donuts when I should be working.
Yeah.
But whatever awards there are out there, those two men deserve them for that
absolutely.
Show.
We are. We're like counsellors. And life coach.
I know you didn't say those words exactly in your email, Rachel, but I know you were thinking them. Thank you. Jess in London says, my mum insists on putting eggs in a fridge. Sorry, mum, but where did you pick them up from in the supermarket? The cool section? What's that? No, didn't think so. Get them eggs out of there. I don't want cold eggs, man. You taking a piss?
Are you taking a piss?
Definitely.
Big thing, that, isn't
Same
it?
Same thing happened in my house. Someone put bananas in the fridge. And I'm like,
that's insane. They'll turn black immediately.
You did not put bananas in the fridge.
Fucking suicide.
All right, we might have time for a couple more cheeky taking the pisses. Coming up next, you can tweet us at FUBAR Radio.
Please do.
And then straight after that, we're getting into Doc's Rap About Anything.
Thank you.
He has picked a topic.
I've picked a topic.
We're going to find out up next. You're on FUBAR. Sarah Hugh and Doc 2.
Sold out concert and the doors are closed.
Nas, hip hop is dead. You're on FUBAR. Sarah, Hugh, and Doc 2. Sarah Love away this week. She will be back next week. Hey, we were just doing Are You Taking the Piss?
Are you taking the piss?
Giving people a chance to yell out what's been getting them vexed this week. I've gone.
One of the best responses I thought this week. Just the volume, the sheer volume.
It's good. Do you reckon
Thank you so much.
People
guys.
Must come away from this after tweeting their problems or what's been pissing them off, getting it talked about, read out on the show. Surely they would come away with some sense of completion from that.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd like to think there was something in the way of MBEs, OBEs for people like us.
Yeah.
who have solved that many problems in the human world.
Well, according to your Wikipedia, Doc Brown, known professionally as Dr. Kenneth Brownwater, early Kenneth. Musical career, Kenneth, as a musical pediatrician.
There you go.
So you do save lives.
Yeah, I do.
I've got an Are You Taking the Piss? Right. So where I live at home, there's a cat. Right. And the cat, the cat does whinge and meows a lot. You just sit there and go, meow, 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 roaring, meow. Do all these weird noises. That's all right. Kind of get used to it after a while. Right. Bit annoying, but you get used to it.
Sure.
So I fell asleep, got home late after DJing and I was tired. I was watching a movie, fell asleep on the couch, woke up really, really early to the cat going, meow, meow, meow. Woke me up at like 6 in the morning. So I'd been asleep for all of probably 3-4 hours anyway.
Okay.
Meow, meow, meow. I'm like, oh, okay, it wants to go out. So I opened the back door for the cat and it just stands there. And I'm like, what do you want? Get the fuck out. Get in the front. Meow,
just staring at you.
So I go to like chase it. Not chase it, not kick it. What do you do with cats? So it's just like trying to, you know, get rid of it. And then it ran around the entire house, hid under the couch. And I was like, sweet, shut up. So as soon as I shut the door, within just started falling back asleep, meow, 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 at the door. So I open the door again, let it out, and then it comes back in 2 seconds later, and I've shut the door, and it's just again, meow, meow.
Are you taking the piss?
I think I'm going to kill the cat.
Don't kill the cat.
Don't kill the cat?
No.
I'm just going to have to move.
Yeah, I think that's the easiest thing to do. Just pack up all your shit and move to another city.
Me like Larry. Me so sad. Me want smiles. Me want rap about anything.
He does. Actually, Larry's been back in touch. He's that desperate.
Oh, my God, Larry.
For smiles. He says, I am sit here now, nice and warm, and waiting for your lovey song about hat for me.
Oh.
It's nearly dark. So sad.
I love Larry so much.
He's like the voice of a generation.
He really is. He really is. He's absolutely right, though. It is their time of the show for Docs. We'll rap about anything. We've been loving all your suggestions coming through.
Yeah, thank you. I should give some shouts out Radio to everybody who's tweeted me some suggestions. Pete Musket wanted me to rap about Jeremy Corbyn. Chris Peary wanted me to rap about Jim White on Sky Sports. Who else was on there? Fiona O'Keefe had a good one. She wanted me to rap about Donald Trump. Saw that one a bit too late. Fiona would have loved to rap about him and his strange head. Maybe next week. Thank you for everybody that tweeted and emailed. The winner this week, it's kind of a sympathy vote almost, because it's her birthday coming up. And I'm not saying next week say it's your birthday, because that's not going to work. It's just a one off.
Yeah.
But Sheba in Putney.
Sheba.
Sheba.
What a name.
Sheba.
Wasn't Sheba like He-Man's girlfriend?
I think so. Oh, no, was that She-Ra?
She-Ra. She-Ra. Oh, She-Ra. I don't know. Close
She-Ra.
Enough.
She-Ra. She-Ra. She-Ra in Putney. Basically, her birthday's coming soon. It's coming up quite soon. And she's always wanted a Shetland pony and a feather boa. So she's asked me to rap about those in the hope that maybe something mystical will happen and these two items will be delivered. Who knows?
Right.
All I can say, Sheba, is happy birthday for a couple weeks' time, and this is for you. Yeah. Hi, guys. It's Doc Brown. Yeah, it's going out to Sheba. Sheba. Hi, guys. It's Doc Brown. Yeah, what's up, G? Rap about anything for Sheba in Putney. She got stuff she wants more than the sun and moon. Big stuff, and her birthday is coming soon. And she isn't into getting money. Is it too much to ask for a Shetland pony? About 20 hands high with the hairy feet. Crazy big bugged eyes and the scary teeth. Come on, let's give Sheba a nice day. Put a big fucking horse in her driveway. And if she can't get that, I'ma let you know her. Alternative gift is a feather boa. Yeah, cause Sheba is a party chick. And she doesn't go in for all that arty shit. She just wants a big hat and an animal. And when you put it like that, it's understandable. Sheesh. There you go.
Sheba, Sheba.
Happy birthday. Sheba, Sheba.
Sheba, Sheba.
I like those ad-libs.
Sheba, Sheba.
Sheba, Sheba.
Sheba, Sheba. A little outro hook. That was amazing.
In Putney. What's up, Juice?
He's done it again.
Yeah. And a mouthful of gold.
hoes of my shows. They be stripping off their clothes, and them college girls write a nigga name on their toes.
Ninja, I said you gotta say ninja. Hey, we got 30 seconds left of the show. Die quick, let's plug the tour. It kicks off on
Thursday in Colchester.
Yep.
For more nonsense, come and see me there on Thursday. Then it's Epsom, then it's Bristol, and I'm on the road, man. Check out the dates, docbrown.co.uk. Hit me up, docbrown88 on Twitter. Let me know how you're feeling.
Thank
if
you
you're
so
coming
much.
Along, we love you guys. Thanks for listening to FUBAR.
We'll be back
as
next
always.
Tuesday.
Of course we will.
Later.
Hey.
Sarah Hugh and Doc 2 on FUBAR Radio.